Russian President Boris Yeltsin says he's going back to work full-time on Monday, a little more than 6 weeks after his open-heart surgery. In a speech on Russian television today, Mr. Yeltsin promised to tackle Russia's economic problems as soon as he returns to office. He's been recuperating at a government residence outside Moscow since his multiple bypass operation last month. The BBC's Andrew Harding reports from Moscow.
Boris Yeltsin was rather pale and stiff, but he still looked an awful lot better than the dazed, stumbling figure who sat in the same chair 3 months ago to announce his upcoming heart surgery. The president said he planned to be back at his Kremlin desk on Monday morning at 9 o'clock sharp and full of energy. His political opponents say the government is paralyzed by infighting and the economy in crisis, but Mr. Yeltsin said he was more or less happy with the way things had gone during his absence. It had been, he said, an important test for Russia and the Constitution. On the other hand, though, Mr. Yeltsin acknowledged that the government needed to boost tax revenues dramatically. Wagging his finger, the president warned company bosses to pay their taxes or else. He touched briefly on the troubled Chechen peace process and on the need to settle wage debts to tens of thousands of state workers. But this was not a big policy speech, more of an opportunity to prove to Russians that he is alive and getting better. Mr. Yeltsin's doctors and aides insist the president still needs plenty of rest and that rushing back to work could be extremely dangerous for his health. But Mr. Yeltsin has already been described as a stubborn patient. He announced on television that his convalescence was over. Russia, he said, needs an active president.
The BBC's Andrew Harding in Moscow.